this week's tip. Today we're here live at the dealership, and I'm here with Sean. Hi, Sean. How you doing?
How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing well. Excellent. The reason we're here is because one of the business managers we were talking to earlier suggested Sean. We talked to Sean because he does the best turnover at F&I than any of the sales consultants here at the dealership. And I wanted to find out what Sean's secrets to success were and share them with you. So here we go. Sean, can you explain some of your secrets to success?
Actually, there's no secret. It all depends on what the customer needs and wants. We just ask the customer the right question, and we find out what their needs and wants, and furnish all the information to the business manager, and let them do their thing they do every day. They ask the customer the right questions and custom fit the product, present every product to every customer, and make sure they don't lose credibility, present it, and they take it from here. And we have a great success with that.
That's awesome. Do you feel they lose credibility when you promote or endorse products on the showroom floor?
Well, if you're not knowledgeable, you don't do this every day for a living, I don't really recommend talking too much about it. Although when somebody asks you a question, you should know what the dealership offers, so this way you can answer it. So it all depends on the situation. But overall, if somebody asks you a question, you should really give them the answer right away when it comes to, for example, an extended service contract or a maintenance plan. So you should be able to answer, but opening a subject without need for it, no. We let our business managers, the professionals, the people with credibility present the product.
Very good. That's a very good point. Is there any special dialogue or any language that you would use with your customer in introducing them to the business manager?
Well, you have to be careful how to present them because usually they're just getting over a salesperson. They don't want another one, especially if they're a cash customer. So you have to avoid the word finance manager. So usually you present them as, this is Mr. So-and-so, my business manager. He's going to go over all your legal paperwork, and he's very knowledgeable. Go ahead and ask him that maintenance question again that you asked me. And if you have any question about mechanical failure or extended service contract on the product, make sure you ask him. He's going to go over and give you all your options. So the dialogue we use is properly addressing the business manager as well as introducing the customer the right way.
Very good. I really appreciate your time. That's some good tips. Thank you. Nice talking with you, Sean. Thanks. That's the tip of the week.